Two patients here. First patient is Aylin, spelled A-Y-L-I-N, last name Leal, L-E-A-L. Date of birth 4/3/08. Date of service 2/22/23. This is a 14-year-old. The female patient here today with complaint of some mild stomach ache. She has had these symptoms now for 2 days. As a matter of fact, she states that she has had persistent, or rather chronic, symptoms over the last month where she'll eat certain foods, and it will result in a mild stomach ache, and she'll stop eating, lay down, and rest, and that makes her feel just a bit better. She's not taking any medications for relief. There have been no profound symptoms such as high fevers, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There's no change in her urinary habit or bowel movements as well. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 113/74, pulse 87, respiration 16, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 100% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are cleared to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds are present, and they're all within normal limits. I've done some extensive examination of her abdomen, both mild and deeper palpation. Once again, completely negative for any adverse effect, period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Gastritis, patient will receive omeprazole 20 milligrams on a daily basis. She will monitor symptoms and return to clinic or call if she doesn't gain much improvement. Period. New paragraph. Next patient, Mariana De Leon. Mariana is spelled M-A-R-I-A-A-N-A. De Leon, last name D-E-L-E-O-N. Date of birth, 2/19/97. Date of service, 2/22/23. This is a 26-year-old female patient here today with a complaint of cough. Seems to be worse at night when she lies down. She has had this before. She does frequent sinus infections as well. She has a chromosomal disorder. She's handicapped. She doesn't communicate. Mom has to assist with that. She's basically nonverbal in a wheelchair. She is able to walk, but for purposes of today, she had used a wheelchair for some assistance with ambulation. Definitely has an altered gait. Period. New paragraph. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Surgical history. Left shunt, social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake. It's difficult for me to ascertain her alertness level. She does look at me. The right eye is blind. Left eye, she does grab for my stethoscope as I'm trying to examine her, so I know that she has some visual ability as well. However, once again, she doesn't talk to me. Most of her communication has to do with grunting and groaning. Period, new paragraph, H-E-E-N-T, eyes, left eye. It's, once again, difficult to evaluate. Pupils are, the pupil on the left, it does accommodate to light. Normal representation, the one on the right, definitely a visual disturbance, blind in the right eye. She has been evaluated by optometry, many times. Period, new paragraph, ears, there is mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, canals are grossly clear, oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema as well. No strawberry tongue, oral mucosas, moist neck, soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Assessment implant, cough. Phenergan DM, 5 mL, PO, 4 times daily PRN. number 180 ml, period, new paragraph, acute sinusitis, amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml BID for 10 days, period, to paragraph. Her current weight is 72 pounds, period, to paragraph. Mom will assist in monitoring her symptoms, and they will return back to clinic if no improvement has been obtained.